to Hungry Dads, a couple of guys who started a podcast as an excuse to bring snack food into the house. On this week's show,
you're listening to WHBP. Music to get hungry by.
What is going on?
Hello and welcome to episode 69 of the Hungry Dads podcast. I'm Rod Budget.
I'm Hugh Gallen. And as you heard, folks, we've got a new format for tonight. We're WHDP, your home for all food music, music to get hungry by.
All food music.
All food music.
All the time.
It's all right here with Rod and Hugh.
WHDP.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy.
Rod, tonight, I, Hugh Gallen, have a music-centric episode.
Apparently, Hugh has taken over the podcast tonight, unbeknownst to me, and crossed some wires and turned us into some sort of podcasting radio station, which sounds intriguing, but I'm a little in the dark, so I'm curious to hear more.
I, Hugh Gallen, reviewed the top music charts over the last 50 years. I identified and analyzed all the song titles that referenced foods, drinks, and eating. I can tell you the foods most often referenced in song titles. I can tell you how food and drink-related titles have trended over the last half century. I've identified the golden year, which by far has the most food and drink song title references. I have charts, I have graphs, I have music clips, montages. Rod, I even have some trivia questions for you, but no prizes. Sorry.
Weak.
First, Rod, I'm going to see a chart that's titled Per Year Chart. It really is the core of some of my research. And as you can see, from 1960 to 2014, many years there's at least a couple of food reference songs that come out. Some years there's none. There were 81 songs total, spanning all food types. Fruits, vegetables, meats, meals, and of course, sweets.
This is amazing.
This was a lot of work and research. New listeners may not know, but we have kind of a robot assistant. His name's Podbot. Hey, say hello, Podbot.
Hello, Podbot. LOL.
So Podbot was supposed to help me with this analysis, but he kept insisting that we include a certain performer that has nothing to do with our theme.
Ah, Podbot.
And then he listened to the same song over and over again on repeat, and Podbot said he would not play my clips unless he got to play his clip. So Podbot,
I know what's coming.
Go ahead, have your fun.
Get ready to feel the vibration.
All right, Podbot. All right. You've had your fun.
With that out of the way, let me tell you, the 1960s were the golden age for music references and titles. By comparison, the 80s were kind of a dark age. There were several years there in the 80s where there just were none. As we go throughout the show, we're going to be doing a countdown of the top five food words that are found in titles.
Wow, all right.
But before we do that, here's some notable words that were not in the top five that did show up in the last 50 years. Apple, cherry, cream, hungry, pie, cake, peaches, peppermint, popcorn, strawberry, beer, bread and butter, caramel, champagne, coconut, gin, ice, jambalaya, juice, junk food, margarita milkshake, mint julep, pepper pumpkin, salad, salt, spice, sweet pea, tequila, and yummy. I left some out. That's not all of them, but we have some trivia questions. I don't want to spoil anything for you.
Jambalaya, huh? Wow, that's a unique one.
That's right, Rod. 1973, the Blue Ridge Rangers gave us jambalaya on the bayou.
Ah, I forgot about that one, but...
Do you know that one?
No, I have no idea. I'm assuming it was their only hit.
Rod, let's get right into our countdown. The top five...
Food words...
Found in titles over the last 50 years.
Number five.
The first one may not be a surprise. It is a classic favorite of kids all over, and a favorite of songwriters too. Spanning six decades, it's Lollipop.
Now, I know there's the famous lollipop, lollipop, ooh-la-la lollipop, but other than that, I don't know if I can name any lollipop songs.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop.
My boy lollipop, oh, my lollipop.
Just about the time I was thinking in my head that lollipops are kind of this old-timey thing and they're not as popular anymore. They used to be this kind of famous candy back in the 60s. That change just took place like that, and it brought us forward 40, 50 years.
Yeah, lollipop was interesting because you've got it back in the 50s and 60s with lollipop, lollipop song that we all know.
Right.
And then Millie Small with My Boy Lollipop. But then you jump right into 2008 with two Lollipop songs, one by Lil Wayne and one by 3-6 Mafia. Pretty different interpretation of Lollipop there.
Yeah, I think 3-6 Mafia was clearly ripping off Lil Wayne there. It's no coincidence that there were two Lollipop songs in 08.
Stepping away from our countdown, Rod, let's talk about the 60s.
The 60s.
The 60s.
As I said, the 60s was the most food-obsessed decade, with 32 of the 81 songs that reference food in their titles. I've got some trivia questions here for you, Rod, and I wonder if you want to give them a shot.
I would love to.
1961 gave us the longest song title in our countdown. Which is the real title from that 1961 Lonnie Dongan hit? Was it...
Is his name really Longy Dongan?
Lonnie Dongan.
Longy Dongan. You can't make that up.
That wasn't made up.
Wow.
One of these titles is made up. Which one is real? Was it, Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight? Or was it, If Your Bubble Gum Makes Your Hand Sticky, You Can Use My Handkerchief, I Have Two?
I actually know this one. I know the real song. I don't know. I've heard it before. Maybe my mom, I think, used to sing it. Is it Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight is the real song.
Let's take a listen.
Don't Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight.
Wow, did you hear that crowd when he came in with that bedpost? Wow.
So that was Lonnie Dongan from 1961. Moving through the 60s, let's talk about 1962. Rod, 1962 had an obsession with potatoes. First with 1962's Mashed Potato Time by D-Sharp. Rod, again in 1962, D-Sharp gave us another potato song. A sequel, actually. Was that song Gravy for My Mashed Potato, or was it Butter Up My Baked Potato?
I'm not familiar with this one, although D-Sharp seems like an underrated band if they had two smash hits in 1962. About potatoes specifically. I'm going to say... The real song is the one about the baked potato.
Rod, why don't you give it a listen and see?
It's poetic. I should have known that.
Gimme, 1962. Gravy tonight, Rod. Rod, let's see if you can get back on top with this one. 1965. This fictional vegetable pitchman mascot with a big laugh got his own song in 1965.
Gotta be the Jolly Green Giant. That's the only one I can think of. Wow, that may be the greatest song I've ever heard. It's kind of taking a walk through history because these songs are getting a little more subversive, a little bit out there, a little more groovy perhaps. Some mind-altering states may have been taking place with that song.
One last trivia song for the 60s, Rod. This 1969 song was repopularized in the 80s after being featured, claymation style, in TV commercials promoting dried fruit.
It's got to be Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Going back to our countdown of the top five food words in song titles over the last 50 years. Number five in the countdown was Lollipop, and that's a kid's favorite, but what about us adults? Well, Rod, our number four song title favorite is Just for the Grown-Ups.
Number four.
It's time for a glass of wine.
Bottle of wine, when you gonna let me get sober?
Forgotten about UB40. Yeah. This is instrumental.
And last there, that's The Days of Wine and Roses by the great Henry Mancini in 1963. Rod, are you still a little thirsty?
I'm always a little thirsty.
Well, then here's a little more music about wetting your whistle. The Booze Megamix. Some drinking songs.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you want to holler. Holler-ho.
You and tequila make me crazy.
Lay back. Glad to hear our friend Snoop Dogg made it.
Absolutely. And just to let you know about methodology, so these are all top 100 songs for each year based on various Billboard charts and iTunes download lists. The 70s.
The 70s.
Rod, let's look into the 70s. As I said, 1960s were the golden decade. The 70s did okay. They had 14 songs with food-related titles. My only trivia question for this decade is an audio trivia. Tell me if you can identify this.
It's playing backwards.
Rod, that's a wacky backwards clue for you.
Wow, I'm pretty sure I heard some satanic promotion there. I couldn't really tell other than he was really wasted in that version. The voice sounded like Jimmy Buffett, so I'm going to use some context clues and say Margaritaville.
That is 1977's Jimmy Buffett.
Wasted away.
Another note from the 1970s, Rod, isn't so much a trivia question, but it's just one of my favorite uncovered gems from this research. It snuck in at number 93 out of 100 in the year 1976. It's by a guy named Larry Grossi.
But at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
Sounds like the first true hungry dad, perhaps.
Junk food junkie. This is all about covert eating.
We should get him on. What's his name?
This is Larry Grossi from 1976 with Junk Food Junkie.
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to Larry. I'm Googling him right now. How do you spell Larry Grossi? He's got a Wikipedia page. He is alive.
Nice. Now, that'd be great. That'd be a big score for us.
Number 3.
Moving on with our countdown, Winnie the Pooh would be excited to see our number 3 entry in the Top 5 Food Words title countdown. This word showed up 5 times over the years. It's honey.
And honey, I miss you.
Like American honey.
You be my honeysuckle, and I'll be your honeybee.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I never thought of honey, but obviously it's a term of endearment, so it makes perfect sense.
You know what was interesting about this one, though, is I thought it would show up much more, and I also thought it'd turn up more off as a term of endearment. It kind of shows up more as, like, honey to the food than it does. I think in only one song is the Bobby Goldsboro from 1968, he refers to his love as his honey. The rest of them, Sugar Pie Honey Bun, there's food references all through that.
It is an actual honey.
Mariah Carey's It's Just Like Honey, she's talking about how sweet it is. The last two is literally about making honey and a honeybee.
Yeah.
And those, by the way, were 2010 and 2011, respectively, both coming out of country music. So honey became trendy in country music in the latest decade.
Yeah, I'm calling that one right now. In 2011, honey will be big in country music.
Rod, I've got another mega mix for you to listen to, and I'm not going to tell you what this one's about. Tell me if you can identify the common theme.
I believe I can identify a theme. It's one of my favorite bands of all time, although they weren't represented. Salt and Pepper, or Peppermint.
Seasoning, salt, and pepper. Yes, that's correct. That is our theme. We had Incense and Peppermint by Strawberry Alarm Clock in 1967. We had The Peppermint Twist by Joe D and the Starlighters from 1963. Of course, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by some band, I'm not sure who. Spice Girls, Spice Up Your Life from 1998. And Shake It Like a Salt Shaker by the Ying Yang Twins. Featuring Little John and the East Side Boys with a Z from 2004.
I think the Ying Yang Twins, probably we'll hear from them in the future for sure. Whoever's saying that Sgt. Pepper thing, probably a one-hit wonder, I'm guessing.
The 1980s. And with spices and seasonings behind us, let's talk about the 1980s, a dark era. Only 7 songs out of the 81, the weakest decade by far. But perhaps what was lost in quantity was also pretty weak in quality. We heard 2 1980s references in our intro, 1983's Hungry Like the Wolf by Duran Duran and 1988's Hungry Eyes by Eric Carmen. In the 1980s, my trivia questions are in audio form. See if you can fill in the blank with the appropriate food word.
Boy, I'm familiar with the song. I've definitely heard it many times, but I don't think I can fill in the blank.
Ugh.
Shame on me.
Right, I'll give you a little hint. We're going to be going on a fruit theme here.
Outside the club, cherry bomb.
John Cougar Mellencamp out of 1998 with Cherry Bomb. Outside the club, Cherry Bomb, our hearts were really pumping. Say yeah, yeah, yeah. Say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rod, you wouldn't be surprised to hear that fruit has been a popular theme throughout the years. There were 10 songs that referenced fruit. Let's check out our fruit mega mix.
Apple, peaches, pumpkin pie. Who knows?
God didn't make little green apples. It don't rain.
Strawberry.
Know what I mean? Peaches and cream.
The Beatles are so big that I feel like all these are very obscure artists and songs, and then they've already shown up twice.
In the 90s?
The 90s.
The 90s.
The 90s.
Rod, we've made it to the 90s. Maybe it's just because this is one of the eras I grew up in, but I think the quality goes up right along with the quantity. Not a lot, but there were 10 songs in the 90s that reference food in their titles. And I'm going to go back to some trivia with you here, Rod.
I'm ready. This is my era as well, so I hope I do well.
What chewy chocolate candy, notorious as an underwhelming Halloween treat, shares its name with a 1994 hit of the same name?
That must be Tootsie Roll. I hope it is. I hope it is.
It's such a great song, man.
Yeah, such a terrible but great song.
Tootsie Roll by the 69 Boys in 1994.
They must have liked the year 1969, that's what I'm thinking.
There's been some Tootsie Roll hate on this show before. It's kind of been lambasted as the candy at Halloween no one wants to get, but you gotta love Tootsie Roll for inspiring this song.
It's a song you want to listen to on Halloween, I think. Podbot, can you make a note of that? Next year's Halloween special, let's intro with Tootsie Roll. I can, like, freestyle some beats for you.
Rod, could you tell me the most mentioned meal throughout the years in music titles? Was it breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
For some reason, I want to say breakfast. I don't know why. Maybe because it seems like the least obvious answer, and I'm overthinking it. I'm just going to take a stab in the dark and say breakfast.
I said, what about breakfast to Tiffany?
You are correct.
Yes.
It was Deep Blue Something
in
1996 with Breakfast at Tiffany's. And later, Gym Class Heroes in 2006 with a song called Breakfast in America. Breakfast is the only meal mentioned in any of the song titles since 1960, and Breakfast got two entries on our countdown.
Definitely familiar with Breakfast at Tiffany's. Didn't think of it as I was answering, but maybe subliminally it was back there somewhere.
All right, Rod. Our last trivia question in the 90s. I have a couple clues. I'm going to give them to you one at a time. What 90s performer claimed to glow if you turn off the lights? Next clue. This 90s performer also compares himself to a poisonous mushroom.
Vanilla Ice?
That's correct. He also will wax a chump like a candle after lighting up the stage and purportedly rocks like a vandal.
Turn off the lights and I'll glow. I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly.
I don't care if he did sample it, if he did rip it off. It's still a great song. This is going to be a little bit more of a stretch, but I'll reach out to Vanilla Ice as well and see if he'll come on the podcast.
Number two.
With number two on the countdown of top food words used in song titles, from honey to something else sweet, our candy mega mix. Let's just say it. I want candy.
Candy girl.
Candy girl.
Soul for Real.
Marcy Playground.
I smell sex and candy.
This one's interesting. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like all the other are very specific foods, and candy is kind of a category.
Food category, yep. Six candy hits between 1963 and 1988. 2000 and beyond.
2000 and beyond.
2000 and beyond.
We only have to get through one more era, 2000 and beyond. And there's 18 songs that reference food in this new century. And in fact, only one song since 1960 and 2014 references meat in any way. And it happened in this era. Rod, Would you like to take a guess as to what type of meat was featured by name? Was it beef, chicken, or pork?
Wow. I'm going to eliminate chicken. I'm going to say pork.
Let's give a listen and see if Rod is right with pork.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night.
I knew it was going to be chicken after I said that.
That's 2009's Chicken Fried by the Zac Brown Band.
Yeah.
I've got another trivia from 2000 and beyond.
I am ready.
According to singer Khalees, what brought all the boys to the yard in 2004?
Pepperoni pizza.
That would bring me to the yard.
Maybe the cheesiest comment yet on Hungry Dads.
But in fact, it was...
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like...
My milkshake, of course.
Yes, her milkshake brings all the boys to the yard in 2004.
Number one.
Rod, that brings us to our number one in the countdown. That is the number one food word referenced in song titles since 1960. Are you ready?
I think I'm ready. I can't think of what it might be, but I'm ready.
It's number one by a long shot with 12 references between 1963 and 2009. You may have noticed that we blew right through the 80s without mentioning a certain Def Leppard favorite. Keep your ears open for it in this mega mix of sugar songs.
Sugar shack. Whoa, baby,
sugar, pie, honey bun showing up again.
Sugar, you got pie, you got honey.
This is the Archies. The sugar, sugar. The Guess Who with No Sugar Tonight.
No Sugar Tonight.
The Stones had to show up eventually, right? And this is why we're all here, folks. Right here. Sugar Hill by AZ.
Brown Sugar.
And another song called Brown Sugar, now by D'Angelo. Baby Bash featuring Frankie G in 2002 with Sugar Sugar. Fall Out Boy with Sugar We're Going Down. And lastly, Flo Rida with Sugar in 2009. Sugar with 12 references throughout the years.
Here's my main observation about sugar is that quality was really, really solid for the most part. And a lot of famous sugar songs.
Sugar saw a resurgence in R&B and rap there towards the end, but definitely had its origins in the 60s pop. I think what's cool about Sugar is that it spans all different types of music. You got your oldies, you got a rock song about sugar, you got some definite pop songs, some classic rock, and then the rap and R&B at the end. So I think Sugar might be our broadest player yet.
Hungry Dads.
Visit our website at hungrydads.com. Follow us on Twitter at hungry_dads. This has been a Hungry Dads production.
All right. So we're done.
Oh, yeah. Stop.
Was it?
Is his name really Longy Dong?
Lonnie Dong. That wasn't made up. One of these titles is made up. Which one is real? Was it?
Longy Dong. You can't make that up.